Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Happy Halloween to you just a few days earlier. Because, you know, we're going to have some Halloween fun today on the big show. A lot of stuff to dive into as we get ready for the Dima show as well, which is next week. And if that weren't enough, Vinny Two Tanks is going to join us a little bit later on, talk about his recent pacemaker surgery. And then we're going to team him up with Dr. Doug and, you know, educate a few folks on how this could potentially affect your diving and maybe a good way. Like, you think that might be your end of your diving career? I don't think so. If I can do it after open heart surgery, surely you can do it after a pacemaker. And Vinny Two Tanks is going to help illustrate that point a little later on. Jerry the Diver Guy with me via the web, as well as our South Florida Superfan. Guys, how are you? And by the way, the South Florida Superfan would be Barry. Guys,
I'm freezing.
You're freezing. It's cold up there in the mountains of Virginia, is it?
They're calling for snow, man.
Really? Well, then yes. I think you need to come to Florida. Which,
hey, I'll be there Tuesday.
Tuesday. Okay. You're flying in on Halloween. Are you coming as yes. yourself, which is kind of like a Halloween, you know, costume in its own right? So
I'm coming in as Elvis.
You're coming as Elvis. All right. He has a thing. You know, his name is Jerry Presley. We kid you not. You think that's coincidence? I think not. So he's going to dress up as his cousin or second cousin, or we don't know. What is it?
It's a good little ways down the line.
Okay.
But still.
It's one of those.
It's there.
All right. And so Jerry the Diver Guy coming in for the Dima show. Barry, how are you, buddy?
Hey, I'm doing great. It's wet here.
It's wet. Well, that you're prepared properly then as a scuba diver, I guess. You don't even have to go underwater. You just walk outside your house. Is that what's happening? Have you thought about what you're going to wear for Halloween? Do you have a scuba diving Halloween costume?
You know how you do that opening scene where the guy's fitting himself into the cracks and crevices of our radio?
Right.
That's what I sound like when I'm putting on my wetsuit.
Aha. Well, you know, look, you don't have to wear a wetsuit in Florida. It's not that cold.
I don't know. Today it's cold, rainy, and... You know, Jerry's dealing with snow. We're dealing with another tropical depression, which is heading your way, too.
We don't care about that. That'll just add to the ambiance of Halloween. And you don't need a wetsuit. It's not that cold. So what you do, take your wetsuit that doesn't fit you anyway, fill it full of leaves or garbage, or, you know, fill it full of garbage, and then throw it out on the front lawn and scare all the neighborhood kids and stuff. That's something I do every year. You know, and if it doesn't fit, you can fill it with garbage. Like, that's what was my point. I mean, if you fill it with garbage and then want to dive with it, I'm not so sure that'd be wise. But you know, a lot of people forget that your scuba gear can come in very, very handy during, you know, the Halloween season. And in many ways. Now, you could actually use your gear and, you know, do what I've done in the past and just create your own little, you know, like scuba man outfit. Or when we were in the Turks and Caicos on the liveaboard boat a couple weeks ago, I went as scuba man, but actually kicked it up a notch in one sense. And I said, look, I am scuba man. However, I've spent all my money on dive trips and gear, and I can't afford my own uniform. Therefore, I wear Superman's hand downs, you know. And so I just picked up a cheap Superman outfit and wore that. They dug it, and I looked pretty impressive. You know, with the muscles.
The cape doesn't drag you down?
No, the cape doesn't drag me down. And, You know, it has those extra muscles. Not that I needed them, of course. But it was a hit. It worked. But, you know, everybody was dressing up, you know, on the boat. We had a little costume party on the Turks and Caicos boat. And it was a huge, huge success. And, you know, we can carry that, you know, momentum into the DEMA show, because the next day, the day after Halloween, is the kickoff to the largest diving event and biggest diving spectacle in the world right here in Orlando. So it's going to be a fun, fun time indeed.
Hey, Greg.
Oh, geez.
Am I on is my microphone on right now?
I forgot. Bubble Boy's not in here to turn your mic.
Hey, Bubble Boy's not, Bubble Boy's not here.
Yeah. Okay. So the
Harry,
drunken,
Larry, how are you guys doing?
The drunken sailor has arrived. We haven't heard from you in a while.
We're not drunk enough.
Yeah. What are you doing here?
What's up, Larry?
It's not even Christmas. Are you? I see you're dressed up as Santa today.
Well, I'm a little. I have a beef.
You have a beef.
I got wind that.
Well, cook that thing.
So I got wind. Hey,
I think you broke it too.
Can I talk?
Okay, go ahead.
I got. First of all, thank you for having me on.
Yeah.
And giving me this forum to air my grievance.
Grievance? What are you talking about?
I'm thinking about filing a lawsuit. I'm
filing
about,
a lawsuit.
I have an attorney. I have retained an attorney, and I may file suit
against who?
Against whoever is going around and impersonating me on your show.
In person? Oh, wait.
Did you think I wouldn't find out?
Wait. Are you talking about on the Turks and Caicos boat? We had. We had somebody who dressed up as the drunken
yes,
Santa.
Yes, I get wind of I get wind of these things.
Okay, yeah, but that was more of
back me up, Terry.
That would be Jerry.
Was Terry there?
No, he was not.
There's
on the
a
boat.
Lot of wind around here.
Yeah, no, it was Jerry or Barry.
It's breezy up here.
Jerry and Barry are on the line with us, but neither one of them were in the Turks. I was the only one in the Turks. The guy who dressed
so
up
you,
as the drunken Santa
you
was Casey.
You will be my material witness. I will call you to the stand.
Look, Casey dressed up as the drunken Santa on the Turks and Caicos boat as far as our Halloween thing.
Casey,
and he had a pretty cool outfit. He looked, you know, pretty much like you, actually. And
I appreciate that.
It was a celebration. It was like an homage to your presence, in a sense.
Oh, Greg getting fancy. Homage okay. Is French for cheese, for those of you.
I don't think
that's old Greg to you.
Old Greg.
I'm old Greg. Yeah, no, that's a whole nother thing. But regardless.
Well, I'm not. I'm holding you harmless, although I should sue you and your media empire.
No, there's nobody
you put him on the radio.
Yeah.
So I'm
well, he was
you,
like you weren't there.
Scuba Radio,
so.
You yourself, your company. Well, I'm going to own this studio, and I'm going to have a new show.
You're going to have a new show
where it's just it's called Nation of Floating.
No, that
is way easier than diving. You just float in the pool with a cocktail and a cigar.
Well, look, you could have done that.
World of floating.
You could have come to the Turks and Caicos and been with us. It was all the booze and stuff was included with those.
No, I did not get an invitation. It was lost.
You don't need an invitation. You just show up like you show up at the studio every week.
Show up for these things.
Jeez, you barge in here every other week. It seems like
don't lock the door.
Well, Bubble Boy.
Your wife always
today.
Lets me in.
Yeah,
I think she likes me.
Oh, well, great. Just
well,
great.
Greg, he does have a point there. So you got to take care of some things.
Yeah.
She asked me if I would like
Hire
some
security.
Hot cocoa, and I said, "Well, can I put something in it?"
Well, she thought you were actually Santa. You're coming around asking for donations or something.
Yes, and she started telling me things she wanted for Christmas.
Really?
And I will. Pass those along after off the air.
Okay. Well, thank
One
you.
One of them
I
is
guess.
A new husband.
Well, tell
no,
me something
I'm
new.
I'm kidding.
She's been asking for that for the last 25 plus years. Come on now.
She may leave you after I leave you penniless from this lawsuit.
All right, just quit it. That was he honored you by
I'm just kidding. I'm not going to sue anybody.
Okay, good.
But
so Why
this
are you
is your
here?
Last warning.
For
one more time, this crap has to stop.
Okay.
I am the one and only.
What are you worried about? That they'll tap into your booze stash? I mean, you.
Hey, have you ever seen the Austin Powers movie? I'm worried that he's going to steal my mojo.
Ah. You have mojo?
Then I'll have no more mojo.
I didn't know mojo smelled like that.
Mojo smells like lime, fresh limes in my vodka.
I'm saying...
I thought you said that smelled like those pine tree fresheners in the taxicab.
No, the mojo I'm smelling smells like urine and vomit.
That must be you.
Yeah. No, it's not. We need to get a fan in here. More coming up on the world's first radio show.
Stick around. We'll be right back, everybody.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo with a buddy or group. Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explorer Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explorer Ventures Scuba Radio scuba cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explorer Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Saba St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks, new destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explorer Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Divers in the Know Dive with Dan, Divers Alert Network. DAN is the industry's largest association dedicated to scuba diving safety and has served divers for over 30 years. DAN provides emergency assistance, medical information, educational opportunities, trip insurance, and more. Whether you're just learning scuba or a veteran, a DAN membership just makes good sense. Sign up and take advantage of the many benefits DAN offers by going to dan.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
Surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
What truly lurks beneath the sea? What mystery awaits?
Halloween, Halloween, ooh, Halloween. Things are gonna happen. Ooh-ah, ooh-ah. Halloween spooks outside my window. Halloween spooks behind the tree. I wish that the children could see, but I can't find them for the life of me. And there's Halloween spooks outside my window pane.
Nice. You brought your own singers in with you there, Drunken Santa. I'm a little confused.
You like that?
I did.
You're welcome.
And then they started making some wacky
sounds.
That's
like a gargling thing at the end. That's called scatting.
What the heck is that?
Scat. It's a jazz thing.
She looks like she's having a seizure. Wow. Okay. Can we have him quiet down there, please? Just stop. What are you doing to that poor lady? Oh, my gosh.
Hey.
This is a mess. All right. Well,
sounds like she's sitting on a washing machine in the spin cycle.
Oh, just stop it. She's not sitting on anything.
They're still going. They're still going.
They're very committed.
You can turn that down anytime.
Okay, let's just turn their mics off.
This long.
Oh, what? Okay, thank you.
God, learn how to run a board.
All right, well, man, you're getting pretty technical here.
I'm going to have to get a board op.
I think you weren't joking about starting your own show.
No, I've been...
You're talking
I've
the
been,
lingo.
I've been practicing.
Okay. Well, the Drunken Santa is in the studio. You're leaving quickly, though, I hope. Don't you have other things
to do? I do have an engagement I have to get to.
Are you going trick-or-treating or anything here?
I mean, no. What I generally do is I get hammered, and then I watch Ghostbusters.
Okay.
It's kind of a tradition. Then if there's time and I'm still awake, then I'll watch Young Frankenstein by Mel Brooks.
Okay. All right.
Put the candle back.
Ah. All right. Well, glad I'm not
Brooker.
You. Yeah. Just Okay. You know, I don't know what's going on here with it, but hopefully he's going to
disappear. We're doing Mel Brooks.
Yeah. We got to focus on diving. Then we got the big Diving Equipment and Marketing Association trade
show. I'm going to come to that. That's going to be fun.
You're coming?
Yeah, I heard there's going to be possibly rum punch somewhere.
Well, there is rumors of that.
Now, it's not going to be Captain Waltz get naked rum punch.
I don't know if he'll be involved with the concoction.
But it should be a reasonable facsimile.
It is possible. He knows people that will be in charge of the mixing of the Bahamian rum punch for the Bahamas Junkanoo Happy Hour Party that we'll be hosting Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday
Junkaroo.
Afternoon. Junkanoo. Junkanoo. It's a Bahamian thing.
Junkanoo.
Yeah, we have a Junkanoo Happy Hour, 4 to 5 p.m. at the end of the show each day.
So it's a reward for, you know, suffering through this mess.
Okay. It very well may be
just
this
keep
year.
Keep telling yourself, at the end of this, I get rum.
Okay, especially if you show up on Thursday, because we are planning to do our special presentation of 20 years still sucking on air, Scuba Radio. It's a big deal. Our 20-year anniversary for the industry will be celebrated
what
next
time,
week.
What time, so I don't miss
Orlando.
That?
That'll be Thursday morning, right before the show opens at 10 a.m. So
10 a.m.
9:30ish.
No, Drunken Sailor. It'll be at 5 o'clock Friday or Thursday evening. I'm sorry.
Yeah, exactly.
You're to be there at 5 o'clock Thursday.
That's
Friday.
Right.
Damn it, Terry.
Good plan, Jerry.
I'm not falling for you.
Yeah.
I'm not falling for your subterfuge.
Okay. Well, anyway, for everyone else, just before the show opens at 10 o'clock each morning, we are going to be hosting these events. Thursday will be the big
presentation. So if they show up at 10, they're going to miss it.
If they show up late, not only will they miss our special presentation of 20 Years Still Sucking on Air, a live, kind of like a live review. It's going to be presented with all kinds of animation and everything.
So you're saying
puppets.
If we were in New York City on Broadway, people would pay big bucks to see this?
Yeah. Okay, we'll go with that. Why not? An Avenue Q kind of thing, maybe.
Greg, are you dressing as a can-can dancer if this is a review?
I guess I'm taking requests.
Turn his
He's going to wear
off.
A tutu.
Yeah, but the bigger thing to keep in mind is that regardless of whether you see that, any morning of the Dima show, it opens at 10 a.m. The exhibit show floor opens at 10 a.m. We will be there at the front, at the entrance.
We're not going to be in the restroom, are we?
Not
Where
the entire
gonna
time.
Be? How are we going to get
We're
going
to be right there on a stage set up next to the entrance of the Dima show.
Inside.
Giving away tons of prizes.
Not in the parking
prizes.
Lot.
No, right there in the lobby. There'll
okay.
be, there's like a little lobby
Will
setup.
There be a bar?
I'm telling you too much. You're not, tune out. You don't need to hear this.
I'll bring my own.
Jerry told you what to do. You just do that. Show up too late. But everyone else should show up just before 10 o'clock because we literally have more stuff to give away this year than we have ever had in the history of Scuba Radio. I got to tell you, our 20-year anniversary celebration at DEMA this year is going to blow everyone away. I'm shocked how much stuff we have as far as trip giveaways and things. You know, our friends at Explorer Ventures, Our regulars like Reef Safe Sunscreen. They got a bunch of cool stuff for us to give away. I mean, we have a ton of stuff to share with the industry. It's my way of giving back after 20 years, you know?
Now, this is super important. Listen, there's one detail that you left out and that for DEMA.
Yeah, what would that be?
This is the DEMA in Orlando, Florida, not in Vegas this year. So if you go to Vegas, you will miss it.
Yeah, it will not be the DEMA show.
By a mile.
It actually, I think this is the same week they have the stripper convention.
Hmm.
Yeah, he has that look.
Okie dokie.
He has that look on his face like, man, where do I got to be? I'm just saying, you might want to consider it there, Drunken Santa. Anyway.
Speaking of diving.
Yes. We do have so much to give away, though. I am humbled by the support we've gotten from our sponsors, our Scuba Radio sponsors this year. It blows my mind. Every year I keep thinking that there's no way we're going to be able to eclipse what we did the previous year. But this year, I mean, it's like on a whole nother level.
Pro tip. If you're at DEMA and you run into Greg, tell him how great he is.
Okay, well,
you could win big prizes.
Brown nosing always gets you ahead when it comes to the prizes and stuff. We got trips to Curacao, the Bahamas, liveaboard trips. Oh my gosh, it's crazy, crazy fun.
Better
yet,
just
be late.
The diver guy.
We'll be right back, everybody, after these messages.
Yeah, hey, wow,
another big show.
He's really working on that.
Scuba Radio.
More coming up. Stay close.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Going to check in with Vinny Two Tanks here in just a bit. He had a pacemaker put in. How will it affect his diving? Well, we'll talk about that and then get Dr. Doug on the phone, our in-resident diving cardiologist, here in just a bit. But first, I got my good buddy Dan on from Reef Safe. They're one of our sponsors that are helping us out for the DEMA show, and he's on Scuba Radio right now. Dan, how are you, buddy?
Great, Greg. How's Saturday going for you?
Well, we're having a good time despite the Drunken Santa's best efforts. He's kind of trying to derail things here a little bit, but we'll manage anyway.
I love you too, Greg.
Yeah, okay. Just be quiet. So, Dan, we got to talk about some of the things you have coming up at the DEMA show, because you've been working on a lot of behind-the-scenes things, as well as some stuff we'll give away at the show next week. But first, let's talk about some testing that you guys just completed for not just Reef Safe, but just show that Reef Safe is indeed safer, you know, for divers to wear in the water, and maybe your quote-unquote favorite sunscreen that you've used in the past may not be. Is that right?
That's right. We have been asked over the years, why don't we test other sunscreens?
Mm-hmm.
And the answer was because it's really expensive to test the products.
Right.
And I don't know if people realize it, but since 2008, we have spent over $500,000 testing ReefSafe formulas.
That is insane. But it just shows you how dedicated they are to, you know, being what they say they are, which is safe for the reef.
Exactly.
And, yeah. And but the thing is, you know, people get zeroed in on a particular ingredient like oxybenzone or whatever, and they think, oh my gosh, if this has it in it, you can't wear it. And basically your research is showing that's just not true.
That's not true. We picked two national brand sunscreens, one with oxybenzone at 6%, which matches Reef Safe SPF 45, mm-hmm, original formula.
Yeah.
Then we picked one that had 4.7% zinc oxide, 6.9% titanium dioxide, you know, the all-natural.
That's blend. Right. And you want to know what happened? Well, we'll tell you right after the break. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Radio.
Did you throw a trident?
Yeah, there were horses and a man on fire, and I killed a guy with a trident.
Rick, I've been meaning to talk to you about that. You should find yourself a safe house or a relative close by. Lay low for a while, because you're probably wanted for murder.
Heat up the pool a little before you dive in.
Yeah, sure, okay.
I would, definitely. Especially if you're wearing Reef Safe to protect your, you know, your skin from the harmful sun and that kind of thing, and keeping you safe and stuff like that. And the thing is, you got to be wearing Reef Safe, because if you're wearing, you know, this stuff that you pick up on the shelves, you see them advertised all over the place, and you think, oh, they must be good. That's just not the case, is what we're finding out. Is that right, Dan?
Exactly. So, are you ready for the drum roll test results?
Yes, I don't have a drum roll handy, but okay. But still. Wait. We got the Drunken Sailor. Okay, that's pretty good.
That was.
Wow.
That was great.
Okay. You may continue. Okay. Don't encourage him too much.
Thank you.
So, both national brands, the titanium zinc and the oxybenzone, both killed the corals in 6 days. Whereas Reef Safe did not kill the corals after 10 days. We had to shut it down because we were wasting our time. There was no change.
Hmm.
And that's not surprising, because the first test with Reef Safe, you know, that we did with Moat, went 20 days double dosing with less than 0.05% change to coral health.
Wow.
So not a big deal. So we're getting ready to test two more brands next week. We're going to start the testing.
And you were telling me off the air that even the researchers that were doing the testing were a bit skeptical of what you were saying. That, hey, look, it's about how this stuff is mixed or made, you know, how we produce process, as opposed to just, you know, it has this ingredient in it. It's how we process it and how it, you know, does or does not break down into the water column. So they were skeptical, and they were like, oh my gosh, he's right. Look, these other sunscreens have this ingredient in it. They're killing the coral like people thought it would, but yours isn't. And it's all about how you guys process and put together, you know, that proprietary formulation of Reef Safe, and that's what sets it apart from other sunscreens that you may even be more familiar with. These are popular national selling brands that you're testing right now, right?
Right off the shelf in your favorite mass market store. So maybe you should ask your audience what brands they'd like us to test, because we're going to be doing this sporadically, you know, as we can over the next year or two. And then other than that, we've got a new program we're launching at DEMA that has to do with seawater, sunscreens, and divers. So invite people to stop by our booth at DEMA and check that out.
Well, excellent. Yeah, and you know, the thing is, this, like you said earlier, this costs a lot of money to test all these sunscreens. So he's actually working with a new organization to kind of help some, you know, help facilitate some of that stuff. And that's what we'll announce at DEMA, I guess, something to that effect, right?
Absolutely, and then we'll have our new Marine Life Matters UPF 50 rash guards and T-shirts with the new design on it to help support this program we're starting.
Excellent. I've seen some of these designs. They would even make the Drunken Sailor look pretty good. You know what I mean?
I would rock that shirt.
Well, you would stretch it out pretty well, but they're, you know, kind of a stretchy material, so they'll work for you.
We do have 2XL, so.
Yeah, he's going to need it. He's going to need it. But that goes along with his old, you know, image, I guess. They're odor free too, aren't they? Can they
when you get them?
Yeah, I was going to say, can you add a scent to it?
Ha ha, Greg.
Okay, whatever.
I smell bad.
You're doing great work, Dan, and everybody will see this at the DEMA show. We'll be talking to you next week at the show, and we'll unveil the big announcement then. That's fair enough.
We will have the national brands there that we tested in jars to show the difference between Reef Safe, what Reef Safe does in seawater,
right,
and what other brands do.
Yeah, so, we can't really say them out loud, because there's some issues there with that. But trust me, these are names you are familiar with, and it will definitely raise an eyebrow or two when you see these results firsthand, and you'll be able to do that at the DEMA show next week. All right, Dan, well, I'm going to let you go, and look forward to catching up with you and being a part of our 20-year anniversary celebration. It's going to be a good time.
You betcha. We look forward to it. We'll see you Tuesday or Wednesday.
You got it. All right, there you go. Dan from Tropical Seas, the maker of Reef Safe Sunscreen. Great stuff. You can give you a reason to lather up and protect your skin and protect the ocean at the same time, which as divers, we have to do that. We want to do that. We should do that. Even you. And, you know, you could get one of the scented sunscreens there, Drunken Sailor, and maybe that'll help a little bit.
I think for Halloween, we should call it Sunscream.
Okay, I guess you could do that. Hilarious. You are really on. You're on fire. Literally, you're on fire.
If I was on fire, I would put it out with Reef Safe.
Roll. Drop and roll now. Okay. All right. You're going to leave, aren't you?
I do have to take off, but I can hang out for at least 5 more minutes.
Oh, great. Well, all right. Well, let's talk to Vinny Two Tanks.
I'm going to call Uber.
Vinny Two Tanks, come in.
Hi, how's it going?
Yeah, he's been missing in action. I expected to spend some quality time with him on the Turks and Caicos boat with Explorer Ventures when we were out there for our Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise, and I get on the boat, and he wasn't there. So, Vinny, I'm going to let you take it from there. What happened?
Well, I went to see a doctor about a week before because I was feeling run down. I thought I had the flu, and I thought I'd go see a doctor and maybe get a vitamin B12 shot and get some antibiotics to fight it, because just less than a week I was going to see you.
Right. Well, and just a week before that, we were in Catalina, and you were complaining about being a little run down. And I remember us, you were leaning up against the car as we were going back to the airport. You guys were driving me back to the airport after our Catalina adventure. And you leaned over and like, gosh, I'm tired. I'm like, dude, you shouldn't be so tired. We didn't really do anything. You need to get that checked out. So I was a little concerned for you then. And then I found out on the boat that...
Greg will wear you out.
Well, that's true. I kind of wrote it off for that at the time. But it ended up being something for real. And so you went to the doctor, and what was the process? How quick did this whole thing...
It happened pretty quick. They went in, and the basic thing they do is check your blood pressure and your basic vitals, and they noticed that my pulse rate was less than 38, which is really, really low. That's like a red flag.
Yeah, that's like a step above... Yeah, that's like a step above dead or something, isn't it?
It's like a heart attack waiting to happen. That kind of thing.
Okay, so you had a really low heart rate, and they said, hey, something's seriously wrong. We got to do what?
You should go to the emergency room now and check in.
Okay.
And something's wrong.
So they got you in there, and then one thing led to another. How long did it take them to figure out what the problem was?
It went pretty fast. Once I went to the emergency room, they looked at the EKG that they ran on me and saw, and they immediately checked me into the hospital. I mean, boom, that quick.
Yeah.
And then I spent the night there for them to monitor me, and at night it actually went down as low as 28 beats a minute.
Wow.
My pulse rate was 28.
So when you get this diagnosis that you know something's seriously wrong, what's going through your head right now, Vinny? Are you going like, oh, geez, I'm not going to be able to make the Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise?
I was holding on at the last minute thinking, well, maybe I could come and just do a couple dives a day or three dives a day.
Yeah, you're
But then I realized that would be totally insensitive to the other 22 people on board, because if something would have happened, JF would have had to try to save me, and that would have lost you guys some diving time. So
that would have been a bit of a buzzkill, I guess, to the whole trip.
I actually went on a boat in the Philippines last year where somebody got sick and we lost a couple days of diving. Yeah, it was a big buzzkill.
Yeah, understood. But you were still holding that hope that it wasn't going to be super serious, you'd be able to weather this little hiccup. But it ended up being a little bit more serious than that. They did a heart catheterization. Is that what they did?
No, what they did is the cardiologist came by to see me, and he goes, hey, it's, the heart's got, there's two things with the heart. It's either plumbing problem, like you had a plumbing problem with your heart.
Right.
And that's open heart surgery or a stent or a bypass.
Mm-hmm.
Or the other thing is electrical. And He couldn't believe the fact. He kept asking me, "No chest pains? No chest pains?" I go, "No, no chest pains. I just get tired." So what he decided to do is give me a test to check for blockage first.
Right.
You know, check the plumbing first. And he said the test wasn't absolutely conclusive, but he said it didn't show any major blocks. So he said, "I'm going to go ahead and just put a pacemaker in you."
Interesting. Well, they do the blockage thing. Isn't that a heart catheterization? Isn't that
no, one? They just gave me, I forgot what the test they called it. It was just a, I can't remember the name of it right now.
All right. Well, that sounds like a question for Dr. Doug. We're going to get him in just a bit, too. Stay close.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Looking for more than just great diving on your next adventure? Consider Curacao. Easy to get to and easy to enjoy. Curacao feels like a little piece of Europe on the edge of the Caribbean. The iconic World Heritage Site of Willemstad, Dutch culture and nightlife will satisfy even the most demanding landlubber and allow you to make the most of your surface interval. Check out Curacao.com for more info. That's C-U-R-A-C-A-O.com. Curacao, where it's summer year-round and you always feel at home.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Yahoo, Werewolves of London.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Before we wrap things up on today's two-hour radio spectacular, we're definitely going to talk a few more things about how you can celebrate Halloween as a diver as we lead up to the DEMA show. But right now, we got Vinny Two Tanks on the line. He had a little incident a couple weeks ago. He's supposed to be on the Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise with Explorer Ventures and yours truly here in the Turks and Caicos. And he had to cancel at the last minute because he got a pacemaker put in. And it was a bit of a surprise, as you can expect, and probably a little, I don't know, it was a little scary, too, wasn't it, Vinny, or what?
Yeah, well, it's they don't, there's an anesthesiologist, but they don't knock you, it's not full, you're just twilight sleep. It goes pretty quick.
Yeah, well, I'm sure of that, but when they tell you that, hey, this is the route we think we're going to need to take, I mean, did it freak you out a little bit, or?
Not really, I mean, you know, I was surprised that, I was thinking that, I was thinking about you, like life imitates art, art imitates life. I was kind of going, well, that's not going to happen to me, you know.
Yeah.
I saw your situation last year, and all of a sudden, it's the same situation at the same time of year.
Well,
what's the probability of that?
Well, yeah, and you're like, gosh, Greg, you didn't tell me you were contagious. Daggone it.
Yeah, that's right. Maybe I got it from you.
Well, it's Yeah. They say it's not contagious.
It was just one of those things, and I happen to have a heart issue, but different from yours.
Right. But maybe hearing about it on the show or hearing my story, you didn't feel as freaked out about it. I mean, that's how it was for me when I, you know, when I had my open heart surgery, we were talking with Eric Douglas, who had had a five-way bypass just 2 weeks before this happened to me. And hearing his story and his journey back to scuba diving after a five-way heart bypass, when I got told, like, hey, you're following down the same path as this guy, I'm like, oh, great. Of course, I was a little bummed, but I was like, well, okay, I know here in Eric's story, I got to do this, this, and this. They're going to do this, this, and this. And I know I can get back to diving because he did. So I guess from that perspective, you were relieved from the standpoint that you didn't think this was a career of diving ending incident for yourself. Is that right?
Well, I had some, like anybody else, I Googled it, and I found out a lot about pacemakers. And so it wasn't, it just, all it does is it's just an electrical signal to your heart, and it's just a dedicated computer that it keeps that heart, it checks it, and if it needs to, it gives it an electrical signal to beat your heart faster or slower, depending on what you need.
Right. But so, you found out very specifically that you needed to have a pacemaker put in that was kind of like diver certified. Is that right?
Right. What I did, I also found out that to dive, you have to have one that's certified to 130 feet. And when I mentioned that to the cardiologist, he never heard of it before. So I go, wait a minute. I Googled it. You should be able to find out about it. So
yeah.
The next day he came in and said, yeah, I found one for you, and we're going to install it. It's certified to 130 feet, and the representative from the company. The name of the company was Boston Scientific, and he came and talked to me personally and said, yeah, it's good to go to 130 feet. It'd probably go deeper, but we just haven't tested any deeper because recreational is 130.
Understood, yeah. Well, so, but that was something
that
you had to be
good proactive
on as
right.
far as a diver.
They would have probably just stuck a regular one in me if I hadn't said, hey, you know, I got to be under pressure, otherwise I don't feel right.
Yeah.
So, Vinny?
Yeah.
So this one wasn't bought off eBay or something like that?
No, no, the cardiologist bought it for me.
On eBay.
Found the company. Yeah, who knows? Well, the rep from the company, the sales representative from the company came to talk to me about it.
Yeah, well, that's cool. But yeah. You know, I think the point people should get away or get from this is that you really got to be proactive with, you know, no matter what type of medical procedure you have to encounter in your life. If you value your diving, chances are, you know, the folks in the in the doctor's office or in a hospital are not going to be super familiar with diving. And that was my case when, you know, my open heart surgery happened to me. And thank goodness we had Dr. Doug Ebersole, who is a cardiologist, heart surgeon, you know, Dan, consultant, and he deals with this stuff. And when he heard what happened to me, he reached out and said, hey, do you have any specific questions for me from a diving perspective? Because, you know, they just don't know because aren't that familiar with scuba diving and how it affects the body. So it's really good to know that, you know, there are definitely options for you. But you have to be proactive in that regard because, you know, we're kind of a small community in that sense as well. So sometimes you got to push and say, hey, I'm a diver. You're going to put one of these things in me, make sure I can still dive. And that's kind of what happened with you, right, Vinny?
Yep.
Yeah. So did he feel he had learned something from your thing about that? Was that because that was news to him that he needed to get a pacemaker that was diver certified, right?
Yeah. He was surprised. Yeah.
Yeah. So
he
maybe
said, I never,
that'll help future patients. Who knows, right?
Yeah. He said he never heard of it before.
Yeah. Okay. So what are they? Have they given you any kind of time frame on how long you should wait before you jump back in the ocean and do some diving?
No, I'll get that when I had the wound check, and the wound, you know, the thing looks fine. It's a little swollen right there, but the wound's fine. Then another couple weeks or so, I meet with the cardiologist, and that's when I'll find out.
Okay. Well, maybe we can do a little preemptive measure here. I got Dr. Doug Ebersole standing by. He's going to join us in hour two. and to do a little on-air consultation for Vinny Two Tanks. And once again, this, you know, this is kind of a story that you can learn from as well. I know it worked for me, and maybe it'll help a few other folks. And if not you, maybe someone you know, you'll pick up an interesting little nugget or two. That's all coming up in Hour 2, as well as more Dima stuff. And Halloween fun. Of course, we got to cover that on the world's first radio show devoted to Ivan. So stay close.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.